We'll be through in about 10 minutes. What about, what would you say to somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime, you know, in the way of greeting them? You'd say,
good morning.
What would be the latest in the day you would say that?
12.
And after the morning comes the
evening.
And after that is
night.
What would you say to somebody when you left them at night? You'd say
good night.
Or what about if you left them during the daytime?
Good day or good evening. Depending on what you want.
I see. I don't suppose you've ever heard anybody say good night when they're meeting somebody, have you?
No.
Or say if a man begins to work on a farm before daylight, you say that he started to work before
sun up or before daylight.
And if he worked until after the sun went out of sight, you say he worked until
after sundown.
Or maybe somebody might say, well, we were a little late getting out in the field because when we got there, the sun had already
risen.
Let's see, Monday is today, so you'd say Sunday was
yesterday.
And Tuesday's
will be tomorrow.
If somebody had come to see you on Sunday, you know, before this past Sunday, you'd say that they came to see you
Sunday before last.
And if somebody's coming to see you on Sunday after this one, you'd say that they're coming
next time.
If somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say they stayed
first of the month.
Or from the 1st to the 15th.
First, 2 weeks.
Have you ever heard anybody call that amount of time a fortnight?
Yeah, I started to call it that.
Is that right?
Fortnight's 2 weeks.
Do people around here use that?
No.
They don't.
I don't know that I've ever heard anybody use it. The only reason I know, I doubt if I might have used it a few times. But the only reason I know about it is when I studied in English. Fortnight came up.
I see. So if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody
the time?
And he'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
Well, talking about time, what time would you say it was if it were midway between 7 and 8? You'd call that?
Half hour, 7:30.
And if it were 15 minutes later than 10:30, you'd say that was
3/4.
Or if you've been doing something for a long time, you say you've been doing that for quite
some time.
Or say if 1976 was last year, then 1977 is
this year.
And say, something that happened about this time last year, you say it happened
a year ago.
And these white puffy things that you see up in the sky, those are...
You mean the stars?
No, the